USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
There have been renewed calls to get to the bottom of the source of the coronavirus, following reports that some COVID cases may have occurred a month before China initially reported them. President Biden has asked U.S. intelligence officials to dig deeper into the possibility that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab, while several members of Congress have called for a full investigation. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says that determining whether the virus escaped from a lab is important. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that it could change the way that virus research is conducted.
I think if we assess that there is a probability or a possibility that this came out of a lab, it's going to affect how we respond to this. We're going to need to focus on trying to get better controls in this sort of high-risk research going forward and get better controls over these BSL-4, these high-security labs that conduct this research. Incidentally, China was not conducting this research in a BSL-4 lab. They were doing it in a lower-security BSL-2 lab.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
President Biden paid tribute to fallen service members on Sunday, speaking at a Memorial Day ceremony in Newcastle, Delaware.
Determined to honor the fallen, to pay tribute to the women and men who braved every danger, who made the ultimate sacrifice for the country. Because as a nation, we must always remember. We must remember the price that was paid for our liberties. We must remember the debt we are those who have paid it, the families left behind.
The president will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery on Monday. And a Chicago man has become the oldest American to climb to the summit of Mount Everest. 75-year-old Arthur Muir returned from the mountain on Sunday, making it to the summit earlier this month. A previous attempt in 2019 had to be called off after Muir suffered an ankle injury. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Secretary of Transportation says the President may act without congressional Republicans on infrastructure if a deal isn't reached soon. Jeremy Scott has more.
An apparent deadline has been set for a bipartisan deal to be reached on the Biden administration's infrastructure bill. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN State of the Union that the president will look to act without the support of Republicans if they can't come to a consensus.
By the time that they return, which is June 7th, we need a clear direction. Certainly encouraging to see the healthy conversations that have happened over the last days and weeks. But the president keeps saying inaction is not an option, and time is not unlimited here.
The plan from Republicans is around $250 billion, a far cry from the president's $1.7 trillion. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And four-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka has been fined $15,000 after she refused to meet with the media following her opening round win at the French Open. Osaka said on social media that she would be skipping media interviews during the tournament, citing mental health concerns. The organizations that run the Grand Slam tournaments announced the fine on Sunday, saying that the mental health of players is of the utmost importance to the tournaments. In a joint statement, the four organizations also warned that Osaka could face more consequences if she continues to ignore media obligations. Osaka is the second-ranked player in the world and seeded second in the French Open. She won the first Grand Slam of the year, taking the Australian Open title back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.